Please join me in the prayer for illumination printed in your bulletin. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of the Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Lesson from the Gospel, Mark chapter 9, verses 33 through 37. They come to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another who was the greatest. He sat down and called the 12 and said to them, "Whoever wants to be the first must be the last of all and servant of all." Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it into his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me, but not the one who sent me." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. At this time, I'm going to invite the 3 and 4-year-olds and third graders who are receiving their Bibles today to come forward and line up along the rail. Their parents can come with them too, and line up right there on the rail, and then we'll pass out Bibles here in just a second. Today is Bible Sunday as well as Children's Sabbath, and so we're excited to celebrate these special milestones with them. The 3 and 4-year-olds are receiving a story Bible. It looks like this. It's very large and heavy, so friends, take it with two hands. These Bibles are filled with stories and scripture that is easy to understand with beautiful illustrations, and we're excited for them to receive Bibles at a young age and be able to read it together as a family and grow into it as they get older. So, 3 and 4-year-olds, as I call your name, if you will come forward, and one of our friends right here is going to hand you your Bible, okay? Okay, Laura Brown, come up here. She'll hand you your Bible. There you go. Two hands. Yep, there you go. Good job. It's heavy. All right, Clay Malloy. Come on, Clay. Yeah. There you go. Two hands. Good job. All right, Clara Pettigrew. Very good. All right. For all our 3s and 4s, that's wonderful. Okay, third graders, we're going to pass out third grade Bibles now. And our third graders are receiving a new Bible. It's a long tradition in the Methodist Church and at West End and in the church at large. We're excited for them to receive the Word of God and to be able to read it and study it and fall in love with Scripture and with God, to learn better how to love their neighbors and what it means to follow Jesus. As I read your name, Miss Tilly is going to, one of their Sunday school teachers, is going to grab their Bible off the stack and hand it to our third grade friends. So some of our third grade friends are out sick, so we're missing a few. So Catherine Landry. And Anna Roden. Okay. All right, congregation, we're going to bless all these children together if you'll turn to the prayer in your bulletin. Receive the word of God. Learn its stories and study its words. Its stories belong to us all, and these words speak to us all. They tell us of God's love. They tell us who we are. They tell us that we belong to one another, for we are the people of God. Holy God, we thank you for each of these children before us. We rejoice in this step on their journey of faith. We love them and ask your blessing on them and the adults who care for them. Lord, may they all experience your love as they discover together the stories of Scripture. We pray that the stories will light up their paths and help them grow to be the people you created them to be. We ask that your word would live in their hearts all their days. Amen. All right, there's no children's church today, so we're going to invite all of our friends to stay with us in worship today because it's all about the children. And up next, we are privileged to have one of our sixth graders who is going to share a short scripture reflection, and then I will share one as well. So we're excited to welcome her, and she's going to hop up there and introduce herself.
Good morning. My name is Lily Thompson, and I'm 11 years old in the sixth grade. I'm so happy to be worshiping with you this morning and to share my thoughts and reflections on the scripture from Mark. In the passage this morning, the disciples argue about who's the greatest. Jesus responds by teaching them about humility and service. He brings forward a child, showing that welcoming an innocent child means welcoming him. I think this teaching moment highlights the difference between what the disciples think is greatness and what Jesus values. We are to be humble. We are to serve him and serve others. We are to give and receive love. True greatness comes from caring for those who are lowly, loving the Lord, and being humble. Perhaps the scripture this morning calls for us to take a moment and compare what we may be focusing on as greatness, while Jesus calls us to welcome each other with open arms. This scripture made me think about when I started a new school just last year, how I was scared, how I knew no one. I wasn't sure how I would fit in, big school, little me. But every day in the morning, our principal greeted each one of us by our name, welcoming us into our school community. I don't know how he does it, every morning. I was also welcomed into a great friend group where I found my people. They were kind, they were respectful, they were funny, and they liked me for me. I am truly grateful for how these people made me feel included, important, and safe. Isn't it so powerful being welcomed for being you? I decided I wanted to be one of those people too, welcoming others into our community and making them feel included like they did to me when I came. I was asked by our school to be a greeter for new kindergartners. Only 10 of us were chosen. I knew this was my chance to welcome these new students and make them feel safe. As I shook people's hands, smiled, and showed them where to go, I felt cozy and warm inside. The more love I gave to others, the more special I felt. Now, a year later, I don't wait for my school to ask me to lead and welcome new students. I do it myself. I know what it feels like to be scared, and I know what it feels like to be included. The scripture today comes at the perfect time, the beginning of the school year. I like this time of year because it can feel like you get to start over or start anew. Maybe Mark is reminding us today, at that perfect time, to check in on our values and welcome others into our lives and in God's greatness. Amen.
Thank you, Lily. That was wonderful. Truthfully, there's not much left for me to say at this point. God has been present this morning speaking through our children in the beautiful and holy ways that they have led us. Jesus centers a child in this story and calls us to welcome children that we might welcome him. In the next chapter in Mark that we didn't read, Jesus also centers and blesses children who have been brought to him and tells everyone that we must become like a childlike to enter and experience the kingdom of God. Worship this morning has been childlike, following our traditional pattern with an extra bit of whimsy. From the decorations to the artwork, beautiful artwork on our bulletin cover and the artwork in our sanctuary, to the children's choirs, to the liturgy that they wrote and have shared, the reflections shared by some of our sixth graders, baptisms of babies, Bibles for preschoolers and third graders. It's all been so wonderful. Children have this unique way of connecting with God that we are called to emulate. They come to God with awe and wonder and curiosity in a way that refreshes my own perspective. We have started serving communion in our children's church for our 3 to 5-year-olds every month, and every time the kids want extra. Can I have more Jesus, they ask? And it makes me smile, and it makes me wonder for myself, when's the last time I asked, can I have more Jesus, please? Children are not just the future of the church. They are the church right now. They have gifts and creativity and capability to lead us and to help us see and experience the love of God. Our church and our worship and our spiritual formation are all enriched by the presence and gifts of children. And yet children are welcomed and valued in our community and by Jesus in this story just for who they are, not for what they can bring to the table. And guess what? Jesus loves and welcomes and values us just for who we are too, not for what we can do or what we accomplish. God loves everyone unconditionally is our motto here at West End, and I often need that reminder that nothing I can say or do and nothing I can leave undone or unsaid will stop God from loving me. God loves me and God loves you. God delights in us for our being, and God calls each of us a beloved child of God. So let us love one another this week with a childlike faith. Let us learn and grow and play. Let us welcome everyone into our community. Let us center the voices and gifts that may sometimes be forgotten or pushed to the margins. Let us see the beloved child of God in every person we encounter and respond accordingly. Thank you for being part of this sacred experience this morning of letting children lead us in worship. I know I have been blessed by them, and I hope you have too. Amen.